Welcome to the Intentional Living Podcast with Dr. Randy Carlson. How much weight do you need to lose to start feeling good? Intentional Living fitness expert King Hoover joins Dr. Randy now to help you make intentional health choices that really work.
All right, King is here in the house. King Hoover, welcome. How are you doing, King?
Great, Randy. How are you?
Good, fantastic. I appreciate you joining us on the phone today. Part of getting our health put together, isn't it really learning to do the right things, the right habits, but also then decluttering the wrong things out of our life?
Yes, sir. If we're going to make room for something good, we usually have to push something bad out of the way.
How much weight does it take for a person to start to lose, to start to see some impact in their life in terms of some of the, if they're diabetic or other kinds of things? What's been your experience?
5 pounds will, you can see, you'll have lost inches across your waist in five. And just having pants fitting a little bit looser is very exciting. When your clothes are fitting better and you kind of look in the mirror and, hey, I got a little room here. When before I went, got a hard time buttoning these things, that is exciting to you. And with just that little bit of encouragement, boom, you're able to keep on going, doing the right stuff.
King Hoover is here today at Intentional Living. And King, this last year with COVID, a lot of schedules have been turned upside down. And with your large practice of helping so many people with health-related areas, what have you seen? Are people been working more intentionally toward their health, or have you found more slippage?
I found very little slippage. I've seen more people taking that time and flipping it over into working more on their health. The folks that have really had issues that they need to work with, God opened up our schedules for time and opportunity to exercise more, be more intentional about the things we're putting in our mouths, and making sure we got our activity in like never before. Again, all things are through His fingers, so if He's made this kind of huge sea change in our country and around the world with this COVID issue, we're supposed to do something with that time that He's given us, and I've seen great changes in the people that we work with.
I know I find myself, King, I commented to my wife this morning, I don't have a natural thirst. Sometimes I just don't feel like I'm that thirsty, and then I realize I've gone for too long without drinking. How does that fit into this whole thing of our health?
The way that water works to help us lose weight, the reason we put weight on most of the time is our inflammatory factors are going up. Stress causes these what are called counter-regulatory hormones to rise. Cortisol, growth hormone, and then our inflammatory interleukin-6 and some of these other things really bring up our inflammation. Water, just like putting water on a fire puts the fire out, having more water in your system lowers that pH and keeps the inflammation from confounding how we use blood sugar and pushing over our blood sugar into fat, leaving the blood sugar available as energy for us to use for fuel. Lowering that inflammation by water is a simple way. And that's one of the big habits that we can use to make a huge difference in our health, getting enough clean water per day. I have so many people walking around the gym that have like a gallon jug of water. If we could knock that down a day, it's a great way to track it too, because if you got a little water in your jug, you know you're behind.
We've got the COVID thing going on. People are concerned about the infection. I know we got vaccines and all of those things happening. What are some basic things that people can do to help build up their immune system? Is there like a 1-2-3 thing that would help them in case they do get this infection that can help strengthen their body a little bit?
When we take in sugar, that depresses your immune system. One, it feeds our unfriendly bacteria in our gut that then produce compounds that interfere with our health and take away our health. Also, it by depressing the immune system, now we're more likely to pick up something getting sick or ill. Two, sugar is such a refined form of carbohydrate. We're really not ever meant to take in something that goes from into our mouth and then to into the bloodstream so quickly. That pushes around our other hormones too. So cutting sugar out is one of the most important things that we can do. By doing that, we stabilize our blood sugar, we stabilize our energy levels, and we make it more likely that our gut health is going to be in a state to help us rather than hurt us.
That's good. Let's Let's go to Grace in Florida. Grace, welcome to the program today. What's your question?
Hi. Okay. So my question was, how do you find the courage to be intentional in everything that you do in your health?
What is it you would like to do?
Well, I think that it would just be good to get in better shape and just be more toned. I started going to the gym, but it's hard to find time to stay with the routine, if that makes sense. So I'm just trying to find the courage to be intentional.
All right. So just basically, how do I get the motivation, keep the motivation, and stay at it intentionally, King? I think a lot of people, New Year's resolutions, January, except for last January, but January is typically the health clubs are pretty busy. And by March, you know, they're not quite so much. And I think we find the research, people start things on Mondays, and by Fridays, behaviors are different. How can we be intentional in actually doing these things that we all kind of intuitively know we need to be doing?
Grace, when it comes to, for years, the method acting was driven by this concept of what's my motivation? You know, what's driving my character? Why is my character acting this way? And they would kind of come up with this backstory in their head that allowed them to act out this person's life, even though it was very different than their own. You're looking to embrace and live out a healthier life for yourself. I would look at first outside yourself. If you have family or friends that you mean a lot to or mean a lot to you, the healthier you are, the stronger you are, the more energy that you have, the better you can serve them. I have a client that did a bracelet for our fitness ministry that was STS for and then E, strength to serve forever. And it's just to remind all the folks that were in our exercise group that the reason we're doing this is so that we have the strength to serve forever. I would also say look into yourself. If you haven't had blood work done in a while, like Dr. Randy was saying earlier, you may want to kind of get a checkup, see what your numbers are, and see what needs to be adjusted in a positive direction. That will give you that motivation that's very personal to you to kind of stay the course and keep going. You're going to the gym. It doesn't take a lot of that to make a big difference. So just keep showing up, and before too long, you'll see all the change that you would ever want to see. Just keep showing up. It's like God doesn't care about our ability. He cares about our availability. And make yourself available at the gym. We'll make all the changes that you want.
All right. Julie is in Michigan. Says here you have something you'd like to commit to for your health. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm good. Thank you. And I just want to thank you for your show. It is so encouraging to me, daily. And today I need to give up soda. I drink so much pop, and I need to drink more water. And I am so old, I know better. But today I'll just be done drinking soda, drink a lot more water, get a lot more healthier.
That's good. How much soda have you been drinking, Julie? Confession time.
I drink Pepsi, a lot of Pepsi, from the time I quit drinking coffee until I start drinking coffee again. And
so sugar and caffeine. Yeah, so you drink quite a bit of it throughout the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
For years, and I'm not a diabetic. I don't have a lot of things wrong with me because God is so good to me. And I should do a little something to keep it that way.
All right. I think the question, as I hear for all of us, is, okay, we know it's a bad habit. We want to get rid of it, having the motivation to start. But this stuff can, in its own way, become sort of habit-forming. I mean, you're drinking soda and you get the sugar high, I suppose, and it's a hard thing to break. You got any ideas on making a break on that, King?
One thing that will help her with her sugar is making sure that she's getting chromium in her diet each day. Chromium is going to help her manage her blood sugar better. we have to have it to be able to process the blood sugar. When she talked about how good God has been to her after all this Pepsi all this time, that is the truth. Because most folks, as young as she is, I could tell she's a very young lady by the sound of her voice, but most folks doing that much Pepsi over any period of time, they're going to have some real health problems, if not diabetes. So God's been very good. It's great that she's wanting to turn it around now. She can do some of the flavored, still bubbly water, carbonated water, and that will help her a lot, kind of make the transition off. But we want to get away from the carbonation as soon as we can, and here's why. The carbonation, when we drink a carbonated drink, to bring our pH back down to where it needs to be for our healthiest levels, we would need to do 22 glasses of water to lower down our pH back down to where it was before we had the soda. That's one of the major impacts of soda, is bringing up that inflammation from the carbonic acid, like we talked about, those compounding inflammatory factors earlier. So with all the soda comes a lot of inflammation. I would look at using some of the flavored carbonated waters. You can get them for 57 cents a bottle at Walmart. All kinds of good flavors to make the transition off. Getting off that brown colored stuff is really important too, because that caramel color is actually a chemical that depresses the immune system. It's a patented chemical, but it's not a color like FDNC number 5 or red number 2. It's actually a chemical that depresses the immune system. So she's going to experience far greater health just moving off the Pepsi.
So even any of the carbonated sodas that are diet, that's not the solution in and of itself, going to a diet.
No, sir, because now they're discovering, they thought that we had like a kind of got a reprieve. There was a time in the 90s when they were thinking 100% of the population was going to be diabetic if we didn't do something about our sugar problem. In came all the artificial sweeteners, NutraSweet, and then all the ones that followed. And that, by getting off the sugar, we had a positive impact on that, but it just delayed the problem. Now they're finding that the artificial sweeteners cause the brain to no longer rely on sweet taste to be a reliable signal that you're taking in calories. So you take in the artificially sweetened stuff, your body thinks, oh, I'm expecting calories. The calories don't come through, so then it's looking for the calories somewhere else later in the day. So eventually you want to even get off all the artificial sweeteners as we can.
All right, let's go to Susan, who's on the line in Michigan with a question for you, King. Susan, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hi, thank you, Dr. Randy. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your question for King?
Well, I drink alkaline water that has a 9.5 pH level in it. I thought I was doing a good thing. Is that a good thing or not a good thing?
Good thing or not a good thing, King? What do you think?
That's a great thing, because our diet in the United States tends towards more acid-forming foods, more proteins, beef, chicken, oats, wheat, this kind of thing, even corn. And as you're taking in your alkaline water, you're doing a great job. You're not just getting your fluid, but you're also taking in something that's going to push down that pH more into the alkaline range to help you use fat for fuel and to bring down the inflammation in all your tissues. Way to go.
Now, she mentioned a 0.9 or some measurement. Is this something over the counter you get at the store if people wanted to drink that kind of a water?
Some of the higher-end waters that are a little bit more expensive, they will give a rating of their pH on the label. You can even buy machines that will custom do a particular pH of water for you, like a Kangen machine, but it's not necessary. As long as we're getting something that is free from chlorine, it could be distilled, it could be spring. But as you're doing more of the alkaline waters, that does have a positive benefit. It's just a bonus to getting clean and more water in your system.
Now, the case on water, if you're buying bottled water from the store, typically, is that qualify, or is that, it sounds like you need the higher end kind of a specialized water?
Any water is good water, because all those waters are clean. City waters and municipal water, they have to put stuff in to, they can only take out so much stuff. So they have to put some things in to make it hygienic, kill all the bacteria, make it safe for us. It's the stuff that they put in as much as the stuff that they weren't able to take out that becomes the issue there. Bottled waters are good, but most of them, the pH is quite high. Any of them are better than nothing because they tend to be very clean. They've been filtered through multiple steps, and that makes them easy for our system to use and makes them more beneficial than just the municipal water. Even a zero water or Brita pitcher works well.
Very good. Well, King, I want to thank you for being with me today. I see you on Zoom. By the way, we can see King on Zoom here. You're listening to him on the phone, and you can tell he lives what he speaks. He's a healthy-looking guy and doing a great job of helping people. Tell people briefly, what do you do? I mean, people say, well, what kind of a business do you have, King?
Folks will come to me. I have a variety of ways that folks come into our practice, but we're taking moms and dads, grandparents, and then all the way down to kids, and just helping them become as healthy as possible. If you're a mom or a dad and your kids are going to be on the earth for a extended period of time, you want to be able to provide that wisdom and be there for them. Got to be healthy for them first. Same with grandparents. They're at a point oftentimes where they've worked all that they're going to. They now have all these resources and time to spend with their grandchildren, but you got to be healthy enough to enjoy that time to go travel and do these things. So that's what it takes. Being healthy. We try to help add life to years, and where we need to, with our more mature folks, add years to their life.
Dr. Randy Carlson with fitness expert King Hoover, helping you be intentional for your health. Remember to check Dr. Randy's website, theintentionallife.com, for more practical resources to help you live intentionally. That website again is theintentionallife.com. For Dr. Randy, special guest King Hoover, and the entire Intentional Living team, thanks for listening.